Welcome to today's Adventcast. This is Father John Zolsdorf. From The Church's Year of Grace by Pius Parsh. Last Sunday's message was one exhorting us to penance. From the distance came thunder peals, the Lord returning in judgment. Today, however, it is a joyous message throughout, one that may be epitomized in the phrase, "The kingdom of God is coming." We already know what the words mean, the continued expansion of the church, Christ's bride, which for individuals manifests itself in an increase of divine life or grace. With the Savior's advent, God's kingdom will be ushered in. Today's liturgy endeavors to increase our esteem and admiration for this inestimable treasure. The whole Sunday could well be regarded as a feast dedicated to it. First, the liturgy presents Jerusalem as a type of the Messianic kingdom. In response to the glad tidings, man is required to prepare the way. The chants of the Mass treat exclusively of Jerusalem. In the intro it, "People of Zion, behold, the Lord will come to save the nations. He will make his glorious voice resound to gladden your heart." In the gradual, "The splendor of his glory streams forth from Zion. God comes in visible form. Gather together his saints unto him, they who have made a covenant of sacrifice with him." In the communion chant, "Jerusalem, arise and climb the watchtower. Behold the peace that comes to you from your God." And, "Zion, you are our strong city. Instead of walls and bulwarks, you have the Savior. Open wide the gates, for God is with us. Alleluia." These are only some of the figures with which today's liturgy depicts the kingdom of God. From Advent and Christmas with the Church Fathers, published by Tan Books. This week holds our attention on John the Baptist. We are to keep the theology of patience and humility in mind. For here is a man who spent his life waiting for another and proclaiming a kingdom he himself would not experience while alive. Here is a man who laid down his own life in defense of marriage as God intends, and not someone who ever made it about his own success or comfort. But the greatest thing about John was how he spent his life waiting in exile for a God he knew would come, and this is the good news of this week's readings and prayer. God is nearing and promises to be present in all we are and are about. That is why these first 2 weeks of Advent recall over and over the long history of Israel, God's first covenanted people. In that salvation history, John serves as the bridge between the old and the new, realizing the one whom all the prophets awaited. By the grace of God, from the womb, John realized that God's chosen people would not be saved by a political potentate, but by a sacrificial lamb who could be received only by the penitent. "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, make straight the way of the Lord." John's whole life had been spent here in anticipation of the sacrifice that would save mankind. "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." The Collect for Mass in the Vetus Ordo. Let us pray. "Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to prepare the ways of your only begotten Son, so that through his coming we may be able to serve you with purified minds." Oremus. Excita Domine corda nostra ad preparandas unigeniti tui vias, ut per eius adventum purificatis tibi mentibus servire mereamur. Qui tecum vivit et reinat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.